2 Kings chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord, Jehovah, had given deliverance to Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, I wish to God that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, because he would heal him of his leprosy. And one went in, and told his lord, saying, This is what the maid said who is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go there, go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, about 750 pounds, 340 kilograms, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter has come to you, see, I have sent Naaman my servant to you with all of this, that you may heal him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he tore his clothes, and said, Am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man sends to me to heal a man of his leprosy? I ask you therefore consider, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me. And it was that, when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and your flesh shall return to you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman was angry, and went away, and said, Indeed. I thought. He will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord, Jehovah, his God, and strike his hand over the place, and heal the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them, and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near, and spoke to him, and said, My father, if the prophet had bid you do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to you, Wash, and be clean? Then he went down, and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan River, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh returned like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came, and stood before him. And he said, Look. Now I know that there is no God in all the earth, but in Israel, I ask you now therefore, receive a gift from your servant. But he said, As the Lord, Jehovah, lives, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he, Naaman, urged him to take it. But he, Elisha, refused. And Naaman said, I ask you then shall there not then, be given to your servant 2 mules load of dirt? Because your servant will from this time forth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord, Jehovah, only. May the Lord, Jehovah, pardon your servant, in this one thing that when my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon. When I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, may the Lord, Jehovah, pardon your servant in this thing. And he said to him, Go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha the man of God, said, Indeed. My master has spared Naaman this Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But, as the Lord, Jehovah, lives, I will run after him, and take something from him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he climbed down from the chariot to meet him, and said, Is all well? And he said, All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Look. Even now there have come to me from Mount Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. I ask you to give to them, 1 talent of silver. About 75 pounds or 34 kilograms, and 2 changes of clothes. And Naaman said, Be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him, and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags, with 2 changes of clothes, and laid them upon 2 of his servants. And they carried them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand, and put them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in, and stood before his master. And Elisha said to him, Where have you come from, Gehazi? And he said, Your servant went nowhere. And he, Elisha, said to him, Did not my heart go with you, when the man turned again from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money, and to receive clothes, and olive groves, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and menservants, and maidservants? Therefore the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you, and to your descendants forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow.